This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Today, I'm going to teach you the 5 ways to kill a houseplant. What, you say? Why would I do that? I'm supposed to teach you how not to do that. Well, this is learn by example. Since I've managed to do all 5 at one time or another, who better to learn from? Many of us may not need instruction on that, but we do need to know why. Number 1, poor light. Either too little, too much, or poor quality. Your plant may need artificial light from the blue and red ends of the spectrum. One soft, warm light and one cool white light can usually provide you what you need without buying expensive grow lights. I'll have more complete information along with a link to a site explaining the differences in lighting on GardenBite.com. Number 2, overwatering. When a plant doesn't look healthy, our first thought is to water it. Not the right thought. Most houseplants like to dry out between waterings. Number 3, faulty fertilizing methods. Over-fertilizing will burn your plant. Less is better, always. And don't fertilize when your plant is not actively growing. Rule number 4, planting in the wrong medium. Plants need soil to anchor their roots, provide food, and allow air to reach the roots. Yep, they need to breathe. If you plant a container in your outdoor garden soil, it will die, eventually. Trust me. I've done this thinking I'd save money. And number 5, insufficient humidity. Realistically, we should strive for at least 30% humidity in our homes. Group your plants together. They'll share the humid air. I'll have all these rules on my website, GardenBite.com. And next week, I'll share with you more about artificial lighting and what some of the easiest indoor plants are. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.